Welcome to the Customer Connection Podcast, your guide to mastering the art of customer centricity. I am your host, Andrew Clark, and in each episode, we'll explore strategies and insights that shape an unforgettable customer experience. Let's begin. Today, we are so happy to have Lawrence Melton. Lawrence Melton is our location leader at the Island Funeral Home. Welcome, Lawrence. Thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Andrew.
So, Lawrence, you've been at the Island almost 7 years. Is that about right? You started 2017, 2018. Is that right?
Yes, sir, I did.
Excellent. And I know, you know, the Island Funeral Home has such a rich tradition of exceeding customer expectations. And certainly under your leadership, those results continue year over year. In thinking about the services that we offer families, what does customer experience mean to you?
So we talk about customer experience and engagement and serving and helping families in ways that are different than most people think about in a traditional funeral home. We like to really embody what that person's life was all about, how they lived, whether it was a flamboyant, robust life or they lived a very meek life. And we like to celebrate them on that part. We also look at different other options for them based upon what kind of celebration they would like for their loved one. Whether that would be a celebration of life at one of our beaches or at a local park or actually here in our funeral home on the golf course. We've done them in many places. We really want to just let that family, instead of thinking about their loved one being gone forever, just give them that little bit of time to celebrate them and remember how they truly lived in the happy moments, not necessarily the sad and down moments. So that's what we really do when we're trying to create a positive experience for a family in our setting at a funeral home.
No, that's awesome. I love that. So you're really creating an environment that celebrates the life lived, and it really aligns with, you know, the surviving family and what their wishes are. I really love that. So obviously, when we're meeting with families, you know, when someone passes away, we don't know anything about that life. So it must be really important when we first make, you know, have funeral arrangements or making initial contact with those families. I mean, how critical is it to get that type of information about really what was the life lived? What type of celebration would you have? I know your team does it really well. How are they able to do that so well?
So a lot of times we listen more than we speak. We, you know, people want to come in, they talk about things that matter to them most. They'll talk about those things in great detail. So really for us, it's just sitting down and getting to learn about their family, their loved one. And we take the information truly that they're just talking to us about and generate questions to ask them in order to create that experience that they're looking for to memorialize their loved one. So really, it's listening and not necessarily speaking quite as much.
No, I love that. And you mentioned some pretty unique celebration types. So it also feels like as a leader, you've really embraced this idea with your team that, you know, let's not limit like where we want to have a ceremony. If they want to have the ceremony, you know, on the beach, let's do that. Let's not limit the personalized experience with that may be too far away or logistically may be a nightmare. Again, as a leader, I think you've created an environment where, you know, you don't want to put those types of limitations on memorialization. Would you agree?
Absolutely, Andrew. It doesn't matter what there's never an obstacle. There's never a no. There's always a solution to everything. It's just being able to sit down as a team and brainstorm with each other, you know, that idea that family has and come up with the yes and not come up with a no, not come up with a maybe. What is the yes? There's never a no.
No, I love that. You know, prior to us, you know, connecting, I pulled up your Google reviews for the Island Funeral Home. You have a perfect score on Google, which is unbelievable. Over 140 reviews, perfect score, perfect scores on Yelp. I know after all, you've got a 4.9 out of five, trailing 12 months net promoter score of 98. It's really unbelievable. So congratulations to you and your teams, and so grateful that the families in your community get that level of service so consistently. You obviously can't make sure every arrangement is perfect. You've got a wonderful team that delivers this incredibly high level of customer experience and customer service. How do you ensure that the team is keeping this top of mind?
So we talk a lot about in our team meetings and lunches or just wherever we're at together is that, you know, we always want to exceed someone's expectations. And I try to reinforce with the team here, the funeral directors, even the transfer care specialists, when we're going out and we're meeting with people for whatever reasons, is I always want them to remember, you never know what they're going through. You need to just expect that there's something going on, and you just need to always offer the best service, the best attitude that you possibly can to help them in their time or for what they're going through. So we always just try to make sure we're having the best attitude at all times, and that we want to exceed their expectations. And we just let them know, we are here to help you day, night. We're here to walk you through this process. You're not going to do it alone. And I think being able to answer the phone and to take those calls when they're asking and they want help, or 9 o'clock at night, some they just need somebody to talk to, we're there to help them.
That's
so
great.
We talk about that a lot.
It obviously has worked and resonated with your team. So that's a great lesson for many of us. And certainly, you know, having the desire to be great is one thing, but having the team who, you know, agrees with that, number one, that they're working hard to deliver on such high levels of experience and customer service is really unbelievable. You know, I know, as great as the results are, I know there are times, I'm sure, especially with, you know, in my 20 years of being a funeral director, I mean, there are families that are, it's a tough time, right? And there are instances where we miss the mark. And I'm curious, as you as a leader, how do you address or respond to feedback that you or someone on the team have missed the mark or didn't meet a client family's expectations?
You know, Andrew, you're right, because someone's expectations walking through the door might be one thing and ours could be something totally different. I do try to make sure that, and we talk about this a lot, we do a lot of a reflection upon services when we're done, you know, what went well, what didn't go well, what should we do different? But, you know, when we have someone that comes to us that, you know, maybe we just didn't hit that mark that you're talking about, it's listening to the concern that they have. Maybe it was a misunderstanding, something they didn't understand. Maybe it was something that we didn't understand. Maybe it was just something where we totally just dropped the mark and didn't meet their expectation. But the ultimate thing is, it's not a problem. It's the solution that we're going to resolve that with. And knowing that, you know, hey, we did mess up. We do apologize. Let me make this the right. Let me make this better than it should have been for you. And typically, if you just listen to them, it's really nothing more than they just need somebody to listen to them because they didn't think something was quite right. You explain it. We walk through it together. And typically that basically resolves most anything that I've ever seen or I've ever had happen here.
Yeah. And I know, again, it's rare that you and the team have those issues, but I know you do a phenomenal job. You mentioned listening to the consumer. And I think the other thing that you do really well is you don't wait to hear about the negative stuff on a review, right? You try to be very proactive. The moment that you hear that, hey, we may have missed the mark on a certain matter, you're proactively reaching out to the family to hear their concerns, address them as necessary. And I think the other thing that's key that you do is you let that family know that you're going to make sure that that doesn't happen to another family in the future. And all of those things, being proactive, again, addressing it as necessary, and then just assuring that family that their feedback, well, we hate that we missed the mark, but their feedback was very valuable. And we're going to use that to ensure that this doesn't happen again. I mean, I think it speaks to your reviews. Addressing issues before they have a chance to go onto Google or they respond to one of our surveys, by the time they get it, because you've already addressed it, they feel great about the level of care that they've received. So just, again, I know you do such a good job, and I'm glad that our listeners get to hear just a little snippet of kind of those tips for success, if you will. And that kind of leads me to my last question. Again, with your results and knowing how you serve families, you're really in a elite group of funeral providers as it relates to the customer experience. And I think about young people entering our industry, someone new to funeral home management. If you were working with the new funeral home leader, you know, what are two or three things that you think they should focus on as it relates to the customer experience?
Answering that's pretty easy for me, Andrew. I didn't come from the funeral industry. This was more of a second career for me based upon my experience and got into where I am at today, managing a funeral home. And learning from the bottom up and how things are done, I would tell a new leader that comes in is to be open to learning, be open to listen to your senior team that's there. Just because you're the manager doesn't mean you know it all and you're not right. It is really, truly listening to those people that are around you and surrounding yourself and building your team. You know, build that team to where, you know, they know what they're doing. They know how it's done. They will guide them along. They will teach them the way. And that's one of the ways I've been successful here. I've got a couple funeral directors here. Valerie's been here over 15 years. Mm-hmm. She knows the area. I've lived here my whole life, but however, not in this industry have I worked. However, if we just listen to those that are around us that have made good impacts in the field in which they decided to work in and be in, that has made me very successful. Listening, once again, that word listening to those around me has helped me a lot to understand how the funeral business from the bottom up should work. So the business side, not so much. We kind of learned that on our own. But the service that we offer to families would be learning from those that they are surrounded by.
No, that's great. Thank you, Lawrence. That's great. And, you know, as an outsider, not there every day, the two things that come to mind that I think you do really well, one we just talked about, you're not afraid to have the difficult conversations, right? So in those moments where maybe we missed the mark, you're very proactive in, hey, let's address this now. Let's talk through this. Because as you said, families want to be heard, and you provide such a great opportunity for that to happen when maybe they are disappointed or something misses the mark. And again, for a new leader, sometimes having difficult conversations it's not comfortable for them, right? So I think being bold enough to say, no, let's address this head on. And the other thing I think that you do that I would share with a young leader is really celebrate those wins. When I think about creating that culture, the culture that you have at the Island Funeral Home with your staff, where you're not only striving to exceed customers' expectations, you're celebrating every time that you do. Again, that's something from an outsider looking in, something that I would share with a new leader. So Lawrence, thank you so much for your time today. And for all of our listeners, thank you for joining us on this episode of The Customer Connection. We hope you gained valuable insights to elevate your customer experience initiatives. Thank you.